Welcome! We're Books and Baddies,
a reader's podcast for hotties who read hot books.
From YA slow burns to all-out monster fucking.
Join us as we break down shame,
embrace sexuality,
chase romance butterflies,
and find joy in literature that calls to us.
If you were that kid reading in the back of the classroom,
this podcast is mainly for my friends and I, but for also for you.
It's for you!
It's for you!
Chaos mode. All right. Welcome to chaos mode. I feel like it's going to become a thing where it slashes already thing where we just say chaos mode in a different, more chaotic way every time.
It's that one emoji that's red with the.
So you have that to look forward to.
Yeah. What are we going to do next? I bet you rewinded so you could listen to it again.
Chaos mode. Baddies, let's go through what we're reading and then we can talk all things loving each other. Lindsay?
Loving you guys. Mm-hmm. I just started A Wizard of Earthsea by Ursula K. Le Guin, which was recommended to me by Tiff's husband, Paul, like 2 years ago. And he forced me to buy the book. It's just been sitting on my bedside table. And now we're starting. And
You're
he was so
brave.
Excited.
Have you told him?
Le Guin rules.
I did, and he sent me back a bunch of fireworks.
Yeah,
okay, texting thread.
Baby, you're a firework.
He was so excited. He loves Ursula so much. He wants to get a portrait tattoo of Ursula K. Le Guin. He loves that bitch
That's
so
amazing.
Much.
That's amazing.
Wow.
It's great so far.
Is that the author we're going to talk about in our Omegaverse episode?
Yes, it is. Indeed, it is.
Is just Ursula Omegaverse?
She's one
just
of the
you
reasons.
Wait. She's
yeah. I'm not even going to tell you. Right. You have to listen
to
the
episode. Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Wow.
Spoilers.
Look at Mary's face right now. She's a little traumatized because she's definitely thinking of Little Mermaid Ursula.
No, I was thinking about Omegaverse and how it's not for me.
Mary.
Just kidding.
It's
I love it.
So fun.
I'm double fisting because I am finishing a book for the podcast. You'll find out later. Mind your business. And I've decided I'm starting Mistborn. I'm going to save Onyx Storm for another time as a treat.
Yay.
Starting Mistborn.
Yay!
There you go.
So brave.
Rando Sando.
It's my first book written by a boy in many years.
Does Brandon Sanderson have
what
like,
a choice?
A fan name? Like, are we called
Rando Sando?
Rando Sando.
Or like, what is his? What do his
or the,
followers?
His
fandom. Or fans. What are the fans called?
Like Brandonier,
right?
Oh,
Brando
well,
Cosmere. The Cosmere is the universe.
Brando Sambros.
Cosmeros.
Brando Sandros.
Yeah.
Does Brando make good Sandos?
Can the answer be, if it's a boy, toxic?
True.
But I'm
I was going to make that joke, but less eloquent, so we'll take that.
You're
yeah, no, not really. I don't know that there is like a collective. Oh, there's like a
it's
there's
Brando
like a weird celebration
Sandros.
That I think that he's tried to like co-brand all of the fans as because it's like Coloss Head Munching Day is his birthday. And so like he kind of has a couple of times referred to the fans as his Coloss, which is like super
so
weird in the context of Mistborn
like
as well.
Weird.
So,
hey, that's
I might
so
actually read Onyx Storm first instead.
Mary, it's going to get even weirder when you read it and you understand.
I like that.
So it's,
that's
yeah,
really
okay.
strange.
I
thought that it was World Hoppers, but
World Hoppers actually probably is it. You're
okay.
right. But he
like,
says Coloss.
I hope so,
well, Walmart we got there.
A freak.
Glad we got there.
So if you read Brando Sando, do you get a sandwich? Like, do you get a good Sando if you read Brando Sando?
I've never gotten a sandwich.
You get
sandwich,
a finance
ever.
Degree.
You know, if he were able to convert all of his followers to the LDS church, he could just call them brothers and sisters.
Wow.
And I think that would be the most efficient.
I
oh
almost
God.
Said Jesus Christ in response, and I didn't want to invoke that on top of everything else. So.
On the pod of all places.
Well, the power of Christ compels me to popcorn to Kelsey. Or Tiff. Just kidding. Tiff. Popcorn Tiff.
Yeah, actually, conveniently, hi, I'm Tiff.
You're reading
I'm
about
currently
popcorn?
In kind of a reading slump and not to also be reading a book written by a man, but it's just one man.
Boo.
I'm reading The Hero of Ages by Brandon Sanderson, which is the third in the Mistborn trilogy, the first Mistborn trilogy. And I'm having a good time with it. I'm just feeling kind of a slump just overall with reading. So I'm not reading it as quickly as I'd like to, but when I am reading it, I'm having a great time.
Oh, good.
I feel like
I have that to look forward to. I've seen into my future, and it is bright.
It is bright.
Slumpy.
You're going to love Vin so much, Mary.
Yay.
I just want to empathize, Tiff, because I've been running into the same thing since finishing Wind and Truth by Brandon Sanderson. I've just been like, I don't know.
Like, great idea. You guys need a crackfic.
Hey, maybe, like, you guys maybe need Cross, you could read all the books we're trying to get you.
You could try reading Gallagher Girls.
Like Bride and like American Queen and Gallagher Girls.
Mostly Gallagher Girls.
True literature written by girls.
He looks like he's being attacked right now, so let's continue attacking him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even your turn yet, Crossland. I'm gonna go next. I'm Kelsey.
Prince just backing up Tiff.
Tiff doesn't need your help. She's strong on her own.
True.
I am currently reading The Most Wonderful Crime of the Year by Allie Carter. I realize that it is February and not Christmas time, but the wait on Libby was so long, so I'm just gonna like pretend it's still Christmas. For a little bit longer.
I need your text. I need you to text me immediately when you finished, because
I'm loving it.
I'm going to talk about it later in this episode, but I loved that book so much.
I'm like halfway through, so don't spoil too much for me. Okay. It's really fun.
I am Addie. I am currently also double fisting Water and Wine, but also Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros, because I can't deal with FOMO on the internet, and I needed to know what happens. So I'm currently reading that. And then I'm also reading I'd Walk So Far Just to Take the Injury of Finally Knowing You by Tristan Crone on AO3. That's Germaine fanfiction, because we're in a hellscape of 2025, baby. Yeah.
You are who you are.
I need a little treat when I get home from work, okay?
And you deserve
it. Tasty. You do. Yeah.
Oh,
who are you if not reading Germaine? Like, does Addie exist if you don't have a Germaine fic open?
I always have one.
I'm pretty sure that like a hole would open in the universe.
I think you're just
universe.
Part of the universe at this point. Yeah. Like the
you're in there.
Part of the Harry Potter, the magical world of Harry Potter, whatever the fuck.
Well, Lindsay, I did text you the other day and I was like, did this happen in real life or was this in fan fiction?
And I knew the answer.
Yeah.
Does that make me a Harry Potter adult?
Remind me? I was like, I love that it's remember.
Real life. Real life.
Is it canon in IRL or is it?
Yeah.
I was like, can you remind me? I was like, is this real or did I make this up?
That's so funny.
I love.
To round it out, I'm Cross. Obviously, I've already been raving.
You're Cross at us already? We've only been recording for like 10 minutes.
Well, always. Perpetually. But, you know, I've been similarly kind of struggling in my own reading slump of sorts, but I've been working my way through The Blackhawks by David Ragg. I've really enjoyed it so far. It's a fantasy story, kind of classically very inspired by Joe Abercrombie. It's fun. And for an upcoming episode, I will be starting Bride by Ellie Hazelwood this weekend. I hope to get through it in time for that recording.
Are you not excited about it?
No, I am.
He's going to like it.
It'll be like a first experience.
Is he not?
With Ellie Hazelwood, even.
Is your stomach in a knot about it?
I also like understand enough about the tropes already that like I get it. Because, you know, like, so.
Just make sure that your shoes are knotted before that you read it.
I only wear Vans, so.
That's the least surprising thing that you've ever said.
I was going to think you were
in the years that I've known you. That's the least surprising thing I think you've ever said.
Why would you admit that on recorded audio?
This audio visual medium.
What do you want from me?
Are they always checkered too?
Mm-mm. I also have high tops. They're tied. It was a bit. I was just responding to the bit.
I don't know what my brain.
Let me live.
I couldn't remember.
Guys, you're making his stomach to be in knots right now about reading.
Yes. Thank you, Addie. Thank you for bringing it back. Because
I've never seen your feet.
If you're not picking up what I'm putting, what Addie's putting down.
I've been trying to make knotting jokes for like 5 minutes.
So good.
I got it.
I'm so proud of you. You're so good.
I know Cross is going to look for details on YouTube after. It's fine.
We've got an Omegaverse episode coming up, and we're doing things a little different because it's going to be Tiff and myself, but we're roping Cross into being part of the episode. So you will get extra daddy time, whether you want it or not, and we'll be a little bit nicer to him. So you're welcome, Crossland.
Starting now.
Now.
No, on that episode. This one will be mean.
This one is a normal episode.
Legally allowed.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, well, let's get into the episode now that we know that Crossland reads boy books. And so does Mary and Tiff. Come on.
Hey,
girl books, girl one. Books, girl books.
Also, it should be stated that the boy book that Mary and I are in the middle of is about a girl. And a
so
pretty well written girl.
All right. I'll allow it.
Take that, feminism.
Yeah. Girl books and Brandon Sanderson books. That's the ones we care
and
about.
And dragons.
He's one of the nice guys. But anyway, to kick off our Galentine's Day episode, a little chatty, little chaotic chatty. How about we chat through our favorite romantic couple of last year? Get the love going a little bit.
I was nervous you were going to ask us about our Valentine's Day plans, and I was going to be like,
I wouldn't do that to you. Don't worry.
Reading a book.
Yeah, that's the most romantic activity that a girl can do.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about favorite book romantic couples, right? Because if we were talking about human romantic couples, I'd have to bring up Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner, who do not exist in the same universe to me. And it's always extremely confusing when I see them in a photo together. Just had to put that up there.
That is
this
so
Valentine's
agree.
Day.
So
I hope they're
valid.
Having a great Valentine's Day. I hope they're spending $5,000 on a dinner or some bullshit like that.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree.
An honorable mention to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, because I think they're also adorable.
No, they are, really? But get them out of my town. I love them.
That's valid.
No Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
No, please.
I'm angry.
I don't want
I just
it.
Like that she wore red to the green.
Okay, we're talking about male authors and sports. What is this?
What did you
really quick, come real of quick. Us? What am I doing here trying to rail us back into the topic? But
yeah, back
also, I hate the Eagles, but the Eagles aren't going to go to the White House, so I'm cheering for the Eagles, you know?
Oh, did they say that?
Back on topic. Let's
all right,
go.
Anyway,
cut,
maybe. On the board.
No, keep
you.
It. Be brave.
Tiff,
be bold.
Please
be
tell
you.
Us your favorite
we're moving on.
Book romantic couple from this
yeah,
last year.
I think that... I think that you and I gushed about this couple enough. It's Amma and Damien from the Throne in the Dark series.
Yes!
At the very least, like, they're my favorite happy book couple. Like, I have read, those books are so delightful, so sweet, so good. Mm. And I really liked them. For devastating and heart-wrenching and destroying, I also really loved Xin and Tianming from Death's End, which is the Three Body Problem series. Mm. Their love is so sweet and so wonderful and also, like, killed a part of me. Mm. So, and then Amma and Damien brought it back. So
they're so good. They're so fucking good. Cute.
They're so cute. And so silly.
Right in the dark.
Revived.
Everyone has to read it right now.
Yeah. After Tiff and I bully you into reading Omegaverse, which we've, I think, pretty successfully done, the next thing we're going to do is bully you into reading the Throne in the Dark trilogy.
Yes.
I have it
we
on my Libby.
Signed. Good.
I'm waiting for
excellent.
It.
Yay.
Yep. It's in the pipeline. My favorite couple of the year was definitely Twyla and Frank from The Undermining of the same Twyla and Frank, which was just a great sequel to The Undertaking of Heart and Mercy by Megan Bannon, both by Megan Bannon, that we read earlier this year. Had a great time. But also that's me projecting because they were friends to lovers and that's my story. But usually I'm not a friends to lovers person. Usually I'm an enemies to lovers person. Mm-hmm. So it was refreshing. Nice. It was fun. I liked their banter. I liked that it wasn't all smooth sailing, even though they were, you know, buddies. I loved the weird, like, interloping professor. That was funny. And the dragons. All of it.
Yeah.
And living happily ever after.
I love that. I'm having a hard time with that book, not only because I want to read it, but here's my issue, and you guys will appreciate this. I, like, kind of forgot about The Undertaking of Heart and Mercy that we were supposed to read it. So, like, last minute just bought it on my Kindle and read it and loved the crap out of it. But now, like, I loved it so much. And then I see Undermining of Twyla and Frank. I want the book. I don't want to read it on my Kindle. But then if I have the book of the sequel, then I have to go back and buy the book for the first one. And suddenly I'm spending $28. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you should spend $28.
100%.
Yeah. Have you considered...
Half-price books.
The library?
Have you considered being similar to me and owning physical, digital, and audiobook copies of all of these books?
That too. That's being a fan.
I have that same addiction / problem. Yeah.
Hey, that's the life. Life isn't hard when you've got a library card. Take our advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Go check it out. And then if you love it, buy physical copies of both.
Buy it.
Yes.
Okay. Good point. They're so cute, too. Like, they're just pretty.
They're
so
gorgeous.
I feel like I like them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's definitely on the TBR. I'm excited to read it, and I'm excited to see why Lindsay liked it so much. I have a kind of a silly, goofy answer. So I wrote one down and then I'm changing my mind. I went on like an Abby Jimenez binge this summer.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed Alexis and Daniel in Part of Your World because I don't often read like contemporary romance. And I especially don't when they're like actually full ass adults. And it was kind of fun reading about their age gap and like them being like fully into their careers and Alexis's like family issues and also her breakup with her toxic ex. And then I got really deep into the world in general. So I feel like Alexis and Daniel like started a big phase of contemporary romance novels for me. So I'm going to give them the MVP of the year, not necessarily because they were like the best relationship, but because of what they did to my reading list for the subsequent months. So
I love that.
I liked them. It was cute. It was fun. And I feel like Lindsay and I had a lot of good conversations about it. So that I enjoyed as well.
That's sweet. Oh,
hats off to
friendship. Happy Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day. I love my gals. Love my gals. Addie, what about you?
And me.
I am so torn because here's the thing. My ultimate, this is going to be so surprised of no one. My ultimate is obviously Draco Malfoy, Hermione Granger. Convince me I'm wrong. Their end game forever. Enemies to lovers, rivals to lovers, anything to lovers. We're fine. We're good. Then we think about traditionally published bookerinos. Mm. And I love Megan Ethan from the Most Wonderful Crime of the Year by Allie Carter, which is what Kelsey is currently reading, because their banter gives me the Jermione feels, but also it's just like, it's so well done and the banter is so good that you just want to keep going. I also feel like I want to just put every single Elsie Silver book on this because any Elsie Silver book has instant chemistry. But I think if I was going to go my favorite, it would be Maggie and Ethan. Allie Carter forever.
Oh, I love. You're making me really excited to finish it. They're still at the like enemies portion of the book, but it's like, ooh. I love the banter. I'm loving it. That's so fun. I loved it. I'm reading it because you told me to read it. That's the best way to read books. Again, Galentine's.
By force.
Galentine's.
Us just holding each other at gunpoint to read our favorite books.
Well, here's the thing, Kelsey, is we know this already, is that if I like it, you usually hate it. And if you hate it, I love it. But, or we both love it. And
love
there's
it.
No in between.
There isn't. It's actually hilarious.
Except for when we unhinged listen to borderline erotica in the car for 3 hours borderline. And we both were like,
no, it wasn't borderline, it was erotica. We listened to Smut on full volume on a
road
trip.
Oh my god.
Too bad.
At one point, like two at 2.0 speed.
Okay, anyway,
quick and dirty.
My favorite couple from this last year, bringing it back to Bride again, which I just loved, by Allie Hazelwood. It's Misery Lark and Lo Moreland. They just had everything I wanted. I did a reread already this year in 2025, so maybe they'll win again for this year because I just can't get enough of them.
There's hell yeah, girl.
There's just something about that vampire and werewolf, like it's just everything I want in a romance, and and it's Omegaverse, so like lock it in baby. I'm sold. I'm happy.
Who names their child Misery?
That's kind of the point. That's
vampire.
Yeah, part of it.
Yeah.
Would cool. you say that this is the alpha and the omega of your reading career?
Yeah, it's the beginning and the end. I mean, it's like a love letter to Twilight, so like no wonder I loved it.
Yeah,
like the entire thing is, it's just like it's built for me. Tiff and I had a freak out.
I need
out
to know what this
out.
Book is about.
Not for the faint of heart, though.
You
I'll tell you in like a week
it.
Or two.
Yeah,
should read it, baby.
No,
you would like it.
You no,
you won't have a knot like in your stomach about it.
It's way less Omegaverse-y than the other book you read. So
truly,
I think
it's
you would.
It's
barely
Omegaverse. Sometimes it's Omegaverse.
There's like one scene.
Well, there's a lot of themes, which we'll get to in a different episode. So, Crosslyn, tell us your favorite
couple.
But
I care about it.
Yeah, my favorite couple, you know, like honorable mention, I figure like the obvious choice if you're like following my opinion on this podcast and like some of the books that I put out there this
Who
year.
Who is following your opinion on this podcast, Crosslyn?
Yeah, no.
Very
they come here
no
for
one
you.
Better be. But if anyone is, no. you know it would be like Daphne and Miles, but like from Funny Story, of which I think was like a great, an excellent story.
I forgot that was this
year. I really, really loved it. Yeah, it was this year.
Technically, it's almost CC3 2024.
Right, but I'm being annoying.
I do have to give special credit to Leo Carew for his portrayal of a sort of like political marriage and like 1900s-ish like faux England in the Under the Northern Sky series with Keturah and Roper as this sort of like romantic pairing. It was excellent. I don't think anyone but Lindsay and maybe Tiff would enjoy these books, so I would not recommend them as reads.
Can you say why?
But for the two of you, you might really... Culturally, it's like it's a deep anthropological like read.
I'm not in
a
smart way that enough, I don't is what you mean. Nice.
No. I don't think you'd vibe with it. I think you'd bored because it is like... It's like, hey, we're caring about woodcutting techniques for a hot second. It's a boy book in a lot of ways. But there's like, it's
deep. Oh, it's like Pop in Little House on the Prairie when he builds the cabin. And it's like three fucking chapters
like,
of that.
But like, yeah, but dealing with like plague victims for like five chapters. Anyway, core point being the romance, though, that was central to that story. And like the only relationship that like really counts for anything in that entire series. So good.
Sounds fun.
Keturah and Roper.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Starts with the wolf.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's a very good romance.
Would you say is it a romance book that also has
no
long scenes about woodcutting? Or is it a book about woodcutting with romantic undertones?
It's a book about like the English versus the Danes in the 1900s or in the 900s, effectively by proxy, but like is not. It's mostly that, but with the romance isn't
it? It's a Viking romance.
I think I just fell asleep with my eyes open.
But the Vikings are Neanderthals as a species that survived. They live for 160 years versus regular people. Anyway,
I just read a National Geographic article about Neanderthals today. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Kelsey.
I like that. I was like a little offended by Cross, and now I'm like, no, you're right. That's not for me.
Yeah, I'm just so glad you read books that I don't have to read. Like, it's so fun for you. I'm so glad you had.
I love when Cross talks about woodcutting and Neanderthals, and I'm talking about two people getting it on in a library. Like,
I could maybe recommend this book to all the people that I know. Like, I would maybe recommend it to 10 people that I think would like this series. And
I would not be on that list.
Like two of those 10.
I'm honored.
No, like PJ isn't on that list. Like, there are a lot of people that I would not recommend.
I love finding out that I'm higher ranked than stepdad.
Yes.
Hang on. That's
this isn't a ranking.
it's what you like. It's the kind of thing that you like. Anyway.
Is it by Leo Carew? So is that who this is? I'm adding it to my Goodreads. Okay, the first one's called The Wolf.
It's in my Audible account, which you have access to.
Can the three of you just do a chatty on this so that you can?
It was one of my favorite books of the year.
I can listen to it as ASMR.
It was the
final bedtime story.
Something to fall asleep to. Yeah. He took the plague victim.
I'm sure it is actually an interesting book. I don't mean to entirely shit on it. I just love
it. It is interesting for the people who are interested in it. It would be so boring if you're not.
I love it.
Love. Like, my dad would hate this. Anyway.
Thanks for the rec.
Thank you. Speaking of recs, honestly, I wanted to know, besides that fucking book, because Magic 8 Ball says seems unlikely for, you know, who's going to read that one. But besides, what was that fucking thing called?
Reading?
Under the Northern Sky? No, not reading. I know what that's called. What book, either A, maybe it's one that you've already told us about, but now you really want it to be, like, on tape and, you know, available to the public as evidence that you've recommended this book to us, or maybe it's one we haven't heard about yet. What do you want to recommend either to us or our listeners? And you do have to explain why. And I'm gonna do a little cold call. Tiff, what book would you want us to read?
I have a suggestion.
And who specifically?
I think that everybody in this show, and also everybody who watched The Princess Bride and liked it, which is most people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Should read Nettle and Bone by T. Kingfisher. Like, it's a little ooky spooky, so for the weenies of the club, you may have to read it only during the daytime. But
thank you for the call out. Yes, okay, well.
I'm just looking out for you.
I love you for that.
I love you too. So there's a demon-possessed chicken. There's a dog made out of bones that the protagonist makes out of bones, and it's her beloved dog, and he's a very good boy. It's lightly spooky. There's a crabby old witch that lives in the woods. It's a good for her, but also on behalf of her sister, which is fun, and it's really delightful, and I really liked the romance in it as well. It was really well done. And I also just think that T. Kingfisher is a really good author and that people should read her more.
Love that. What's on behalf of her sister?
The good for her.
The good for her?
So like good for her book. It's like Gone like Girl, kind of the like revenge due to some kind of violence against women. This is a good for her implied, I guess, kind of, but then later.
Got it. Okay, cool. Confirmed. Thanks. But, yeah. I never heard of that before. That was cool. Okay. Yeah,
it's great.
Thanks, Tiff. All right. Oh, and if you haven't gotten out, unless you're driving, as Lindsay says, I can't tell people what to do while they drive, except for drive safely. If you're not driving, pull out your Goodreads so you can keep track of this shit. Lindsay, what about you? What do you want people to read?
Or Storygraph, because fuck Amazon, which segues right. very nicely True. Into Same. The fact that everybody, especially if you are an American trying to survive under the current regime Prime for the next 4 years, read American. Long Way to a Small Angry Planet by Becky yes. Chambers. So many Gosh. Reasons why. The most relevant being that, as sci-fi often does, it imagines a world much different than our own, or much different than the society that we're living in, where people are, for the most part, emotionally intelligent, and people and different species and different aliens exist in mostly harmony. And it's a really wonderful book where you get to see interspecies, interhuman, inter-everything interaction and romance, but also grappling with some very big personal, sociological, societal, all the olds questions in a very cool. approachable and fun way. And that's about the gist of it. It's fun. It's cute. It's a great story. It's super easy to read. And it'll make you think. And it'll make yeah. you feel cozy.
Mm. I like that, the sound of that, because I feel like sometimes books like that can leave you feeling more exhausted and like defeated than when you started, but it doesn't sound like it.
No, it's very hopeful. That. It's very hopeful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I'm so glad that you liked this book and this series, Lindsay.
Have you read it, Jeff?
The whole yeah. series. Fantastic.
Yes. Cool. Oh, it's a series. Rock and roll. How, yes. you know, how many books are in the series? Many?
Seven?
Six? Really?
Oh. Jeez.
I think it's six or seven.
It might be four or five. Good to I know. Think it's Not the other similar. Thing. I think I'm combining her full count with
oh,
like
the monk and
seven are very different
oh,
numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's four yeah. in anyway. The Wayfarer there's series. And then there's a couple novellas. Yeah.
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 Well, I feel like I heard from one of the baddies, I don't remember who, that like this kind of like energy that we have about what's going on in the world right now. Some people are like, you should take a break. But I like to think about it more like a relay. Like you can dive into things. And then if you're feeling a little burnt out, pass the baton on to somebody else and do a little escapism. So mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some escapism, which Lindsay kind of also did. But I've already talked about it a little bit. I'm going to talk about it again. According to Bristol Keats by Mary Pearson.
I just bought it. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm so happy. Oh. I feel like, well, Kelsey started reading some Mary Pearson books, which I was really excited yes. about. So she should read it too. Tiff, Cross, all of you, everyone ever should read it. I had such fun with it. It definitely is a good like springtime book. To me, I'm trying to explain this in a way that's not going to turn everybody off. It's kind of like all the good parts of the first ACOTAR book, vibes-wise, because you definitely feel like you're in the spring court. And it's the parts of Tamlin that you were kind of intrigued by. It made you question if whether or not you were supposed to like him. So it's like Ooh. Those parts of Tamlin, and definitely very like Beast, Beauty and the Beast-esque. He's very the main character is very gruff. He's very grumpy, but also like secretly pining for her, which we all love. And then the main character is really interesting because she finds her way back to where she thought her like dad was kidnapped to and as a way to go find him and save him. She thought he was dead. But then it turns out maybe her parents are like the villains of this land that she stumbled into. So it's very interesting because
so
she's like supposed
this.
To be the main character to save it. But maybe her parents are the ones that she's supposed to be saving it from. So that's kind of fun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And
that sounds great.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, highly recommend. Mm-hmm. Super fun. And the way it ended, you're just like, what? When is the sequel coming out? So please read it. I think you're going to love it. Plus, it's Mary Pearson and I love her. What about you, Addie? Her.
I was going to say, since you gave me a book rec, let me give you a book rec. So, okay, I have two because I'm so torn. My first one is it's a self-pub author and I got served an ad on Instagram from this and it's called If It Makes You Happy and it's Julie Olivia. And if you like kind of the Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, Gilmore Girls-y, kind of like that coziness of a show that just like you put on when you've had a bad day. This book has every single element of it. And it was so fantastically done.
I have this on my Kindle right now because of your rec, Addie. I'm gonna be reading it soon.
Literally, the way that this book became, I downloaded it as like a hee hee ha ha, this looks good. It has all the tropes I like. I'm enjoying this. to halfway through the book, I bought a physical copy because I was like, I want a physical copy of this book before it gets picked up by a publisher and gets redone. Ooh. I was like, I want my own copy of this. Nice. It was that good.
That's good.
My second one is completely opposite. And this one is a dark academia fantasy-ish novel called Blood Over Brighthaven. And it's M.L. Wong. And this book, like, when I say this was a page turner because I just did not know what was coming next, that is why. And every single minute of reading this book, I was like, that is not what I expected. That is not what I expected. And I was kind of intimidated by the size of this book because she's a little thick. And then I went for it and it was so freaking good. And I read it over a single weekend because I could not stop. And yes, I have two. I'm really sorry, but it's Monday.
Also, self-published originally and then picked up to be published within like the same 2-week span of it being released as a self-published book. So M.L. Wong also having written Episode Kaigen, which is another really big
self-published book. And that one was just one that like, I think was like, I was at a bookstore and I was like in the Olivia Blake section and like looking to see if there was anything new or anything fun. And someone at my local bookstore was just like, have you heard of this book? I think you'd probably really like it. And I was like, I trust you guys. Sure. Like, and they were like, if you don't like it, just return it. And brought it
home.
How
do you return
a
book? That's crazy.
I don't know. My local bookstore is the best about this. I love them for that.
Yeah, that's great.
That's so cool. Yeah. What about, okay. Thank you. Kelsey,
my turn. I'm like, I'm so excited.
She's like bouncing. Ready? Yeah.
I'm like, jumping, I want to tell my books. So I'm actively influencing Tiff to read The Elf of Bleak Isle by Catherine Moon, which if any of the other baddies love Omegaverse after our next Omegaverse book, this one is Omegaverse with dragons. And I think you might like it more. So we'll see. But anyway, what I really want to shout out is something that's a little bit not like genre norm for me. It's technically kind of a romance, but not at all. It's Perfume and Pain by Anna Dorn. It's based off of like 1950s lesbian pulp fiction. It's about this author who's like spiraling and doing a cocktail of drugs she calls the Patricia Highsmith.
Ooh, relatable.
And she's just, it's like watching a car crash. Anna Dorn's, you just can't look away. All of Anna Dorn's books are like this. And this entire Perfume and Pain is like a really fascinating like love letter to pulp fiction, lesbian pulp fiction, while also being horrifying and weird and like just like terrible and fun. And like, it feels like you're doing something naughty by like watching it. And it's just like a book about the worst people ever being the worst people ever. I love Anna Dorn so much. She also has Exalted and Vagablonde and a handful of other books that are just like fucking out of left field. And I'm genuinely punching myself for not recommending this before, because I feel like so many of you would love her because she's so weird and cool. So that's my pitch. Please read Perfume and Pain.
Your description off the top added reminds me of a female Chuck Palahniuk. Yeah. So I'm like immediately like in. So
Perfume and Pain. I love a good alliteration. I'll consider it.
Yeah, which is the name of the 1950s lesbian pulp book. And then so she lifted the name for this book. It's amazing. It's
the cover's
delightful.
Super cute. Cool. I just added it to my list.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Cute. Thank you, Kelsey. Yeah. Last but not least, Crossland. What do you got?
Yeah, to round out the recommendations, I feel like mine are going to come from a little bit of a different place than a lot of the other ones. I just say this because I've only been talking about boy books. I've only been talking about everything else. I personally am getting this deep longing to return after, like, it's not even been a year since I last reread the series, but I absolutely love and adore The Greenbone Saga by Fonda Lee. And so I just want to recommend Jade City with, like, my full fucking chest. Mm. It is such a good adult urban fantasy story that is unlike anything else. It's Godfather meets so many things.
And guns.
There is romance, there's sex, there's guns, there's gangster violence, there's political intrigue, there's all kinds of different things. And I adore the trilogy of books, the two little novellas. So I feel like that's the recommendation that like my chest wants to make. But for just you here, I just like have to reiterate, like, You should read Red Rising, because Red Rising is incredible. It's one of the best science fiction stories told in the last several years. There are several great romances, but they are, it's not like a conventional romance novel, but there's several great characters and love stories within. So
I was between Red Rising and Long Way to a Small Angry Planet for my rec. Yeah. So I'm super with you. Even just the first book honestly feels, it's not, but like it gives YA Hunger Games-y vibes. And so mm-hmm. like if you mm-hmm. can even just read first book
in our YA episode.
Listen up.
Ding. Listen up.
Yeah, do it. It's a mm-hmm. fun.
And
fun
Golden
ride.
Sun's when a lot of the relationships sink in the second book, and that's I love both of those books, but like
I need to read Red Rising.
Sappy on the pod.
Yeah,
just a little tear.
Do you ever?
I miss the Call family so much.
Yeah,
I love.
Yeah,
books. I do. Yeah. And I feel books. Like I had an idea for how to round out this section about recommendations, and we're gonna give our body count. How many people, because of you, have read the ACOTAR series?
Oh, different body count than I was counting in my head. Okay.
Ooh, and I'll take a loose estimate.
I mean,
because I feel like we've changed the world over here, personally. Mm-hmm. I think we're responsible for how famous it is.
Evangelizing. We did that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I read it because of Lindsay.
Did you? Oh my God.
I love that.
I read it because of Mary.
Cute.
Which is so. This is actually funny because I had a couple other people recommend it to me before, and they were all people whose book recommendations I don't trust. And then Mary was like, no, you should actually read this series. And I was like, for real? And you're like, for real.
For real.
And then I did. And it was, and here we are.
And here we are. Look at us.
That's amazing.
Okay, so I'm just going to say one because it's the one that matters most. Lindsay.
Yes.
I feel like low estimate, like 6 people.
I was going to say like 4 or 5 roughly. For me. Yeah.
I'm actively getting one of my favorite authors and dear friends, Spencer Margaret. She is reading ACOTAR right now because I bullied her, which is so fun. She's loving it.
Like a close personal friend kind of author, or like a real friend?
This is like a real friend.
This is actually a real friend. This is my real friend. Okay, I was like, her first book has a character named after me. It's delightful. Oh my God.
Well, this is the first time hearing of this. We talk every day.
You don't listen to me, Mary. No.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Happy Galentine's Day.
I know. I'm like, I'm going to fight you. What do you mean you don't know? That's actually a really great book. It's called The Anchor House. It's beautiful. It's by Spencer Margaret. And then 52 Lessons with Quinn is her second book. It's amazing. But anyway, I'm getting her to read it and on her Instagram, which I want to bully all of us to let her be on our podcast sometime. Yes. But she's been sharing updates about it. But yeah, I feel like 6. What about other
everything
people?
She recommends, I read and I love. Like, I'm not even joking. Every single thing that she's recommended, like 5 out of 5 stars, I've read and I've loved.
She's got the best recommendations.
My ACOTAR story is that my friend Miranda, she and I were virtual friends at that time because we were only working together, trauma bonded by working on the same account at work. And we were in advertising and it was just like crazy. And she and I were talking about reading, and this was height of the pandemic. This was pre-vaccine, stay-at-home era. And I was living with my parents and I was in Arizona. We had driven from Minnesota to Arizona, my parents and I, just the 3 of us, which is, as you know, a lot for someone our age. And I bought the first one and I did an order pickup at Barnes & Noble. And it was the part of the pandemic where we let it sit outside in the backyard for 2 days just in case there were germs on it. And because we didn't know enough about contact and things on, you know, like that was the time when people were wiping down their groceries and stuff because like no one knew like how you got it and how it came. So I remember that. And then I don't remember why, but I guess the time difference is I was working so much earlier in the day that like I was done at work by like 3 every day. And so I was just sitting out by the pool, like turning pages. And I think I read the whole series in like a week because it just had so much time because it was pandemic. There's nothing else to do. Anyways, that was my silly story about it. But
how many people do you think you've gotten to read it?
I think at least 5. And I'm trying to get a couple of my mom's friends to read it because I think they'd really like it.
Yes.
I did text her and we just found it the other day. We were looking through we were like FaceTiming and she found it on her phone that I texted her during chapter 4. So very beginning of the book and said, is this supposed to be the love interest? Because I really don't like him. And it was about tampon. Like I had already said, like, I really don't like him. I'm not going to finish. And she literally was like, I need you to keep going. And she's like, and I was like, I think I'm going to DNF. And she literally had written back like trust me, by the end of the first book, you'll understand. And that's all I can tell you.
I feel like that's just something we all have to go through.
I know. It's like you have to let people read the first one just to get
it. So say we all.
I'm going to say that a low estimate for me is somewhere between 8 and 10. But Tiff and I might share some because if I got Tiff to read it, then the rest of our little college, whatever, friend group all read it. So I think Tiff and I share like at least three people that we probably like team bullied into reading it. And then I know, aside from Mary, who got me to read it, I got most of my bridesmaids to read it. And then a handful of people on Instagram who I chat with from like college or life or whatever. And then my sister-in-law and maybe my mother-in-law. I don't know. I think that was a team effort, though.
So good.
I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody.
Show of hands. Whose mother-in-law started reading ACOTAR because of them?
Yes.
Also me.
I got my stepmom in on it, despite having only read the first book myself. So that's my
own. Still true? Is that still the case? That you've only
Crossland's in a reading slump. Here's all these books that would get you out of it, my guy. Come on.
He just doesn't respect us. No.
I tried to reread my favorite book of all time and it didn't pull me out of it. So that's where I'm at.
You know what you need to do?
No. Anyway.
You need to read fan
fiction.
We
call this a depressive episode, not a
little
reading slump.
Hagrid Squid from the Black Lake. It'll cure you.
I want to hear Tiff's answer to this.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that I'm probably around like 7. If Lindsay and I are sharing custody of our friends here,
joint custody
of that, I think that I'm probably at around like 7, including my mother-in-law.
Yes,
nice. My mother-in-law. My mother-in-law does like she is a romance reader to start with. Hi, Jill. By the way, if you're listening, because she does listen, which
Hi,
is kind of funny.
Cute.
Oh, hi, Jill.
Elite.
It's like 50 people, you guys.
She is a romance reader and like she has like a closet full of what she calls junky romance novels, and she's had them since Paul was like a little kid, and she was one of the like first people to read published 50 Shades of Grey and was like, it's fine, but there are better things.
Oh yeah, Jill,
when that was
your time.
Whole thing.
Hell yeah.
like bodice ripper books.
Oh yeah. Like they're from the 80s. They are junky and they are beloved. Those are some of the most well-loved books I've ever seen.
Love that.
Love that.
I feel like Kelsey talked about those a lot on our first episode together. The bodice ripper.
Mad respect to the bodice ripper that built what we're doing here. Respect your elders.
Like the foundation.
Respect your elders.
Speaking of respect for the past and for things that have like built up foundations for things to come. Looking back at our first episode that we did way back with, you know, when it was like primarily a short port and Words and Whiskey that kind of spawned this as an idea that we could continue down sort of this path to continue to talk about things. Have you guys' like opinions changed on any like books or thoughts since we've started? Do you feel like you've grown in one direction or another? I'm very interested in the way that you feel like the podcast, reading as a group, and like things like that have kind of shifted.
It is extremely funny that was considered a short pour, and we talked for like 5 hours.
I was going to say that.
Short pour was just like our brand for like off.
Certified
off the main.
It's so funny, though.
Yeah. We got blasted over like 5 hours of talking.
I was hammered.
That's true.
Yeah. Did Lindsay, were we supposed to bring drinks and you forgot and you just brought vodka?
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
Essentially mine.
Yeah.
I think what's changed is we learned that we do a podcast that doesn't involve drinking because we're just not built for that.
Yeah.
And two, we don't record that long.
There's a podcast in the archives of Kelsey, Mary, and I where we were originally, we were like, we're going to drink while we do it. And we listen to it. 2 weeks later, we were like, do you remember doing this?
This cannot seem lighted.
On a serious note, I feel like what's changed for me, especially as a reader since then, is I think the volume of books that I read now has significantly escalated. And maybe that's because I am not in grad school, I'm not working, whatever. But like that, and I think I, as a person, I am more open to book recs from friends that are not in my like traditional genre. I think like Tiff has now led me, I think, 3 for 3 on books that I was like, I don't know, I might be scared. And then I ended up loving like Undertaking of Heart and Mercy. I will say I was freaking terrified of reading this book. I was like, this is not my normal style. Like, I just don't think I'm going to like it. And it being one of my top 5 books of the year. So I think especially this group of people have just encouraging me to try new things and like read something I may not have read before, or like try a new genre when I'm sick of all my other recs and experiment with new things. That's sappy, but I like being sappy.
Hell yes. No, name of the game.
Can I love it? Can I piggyback on that and just say, like, there's nothing worse than when someone you don't really trust with your personal reading interests suggests you a book, and it's like something that you just, you're like, I'm not gonna fucking read that. And that's what I like about this friend group. Like, by now I think we all know each other's tastes pretty darn well. If you say, Mary, you will like this, like, I know you mean it, and like, you've thought about it, and you know my taste, and you know what I haven't liked, and you know what I consistently talk about over and over and over again. So it's like, I can accept the book into my heart without the immediate fuck off, leave me alone, don't tell me what to do energy that I sometimes get when people who don't know me as well are like, you should read this book. I'm like, how dare you? How dare you try to suggest nice, what I should Mary. Do?
Like, this group like of people will also push. They'll be like, no, I know you haven't liked this in the past, but like, I was gonna say, like, I've told Kelsey, like, there's a couple of books, like, I don't think I've ever read like a billionaire romance that I've liked, and I've been like, I don't know, I've just like never found one that I liked, and you were like, nope, you need to read this one, and like, I trust you to do that because I'm like, you know me well enough to know like what I will like and what I not like. So I don't know, I think that's it's nice to have a group of friends who knows your reading taste so well that you feel like you can just like be like, what should I read next, and then, or like, can I get memes in the chat? And then all of a sudden, like 70 Instagram messages later, it's just like funny, relatable content that makes you giggle.
Happy Galentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's
Day. Yeah.
Cute things.
I don't know if any of my opinions have changed since like...
You're like, I've been right the whole time.
I think I'm like, I just keep reading more of this. I think I'm pretty sure in our like original Words of Whiskey episode, I talked about Morning Glory Milking Farm, which is still one of my favorite fucking books. Mm-hmm. So like,
that's so funny.
I think I've just like expanded upon some of the genres. I meaning that I don't think that the statements I made in that podcast have changed, but I've learned a lot from other genres. Just like you said, Addie, like I've gotten to read so many more things that this whole crew's recommended. So yeah, it's really nice. And maybe one day Crossland will convince me to read a book written by a man, but we'll see.
Hey, maybe one day Crossland will read a book that we recommend him. So.
Yeah, that's
just Kelsey will false. Read a book anyway.
Written by a man when Crossland finishes Gallagher Girls.
Shit.
Yeah,
or American Queen.
Also,
Cross, how long have you had the Gallagher Girls books sitting on the counter behind you?
It's not on the counter. It's actually over on the floor next to my speaker, right over here.
And will you open them ever and read them in the right order?
I have, and I will reread them in the correct
order.
Fuck,
dude, I forgot you read them out of the... you read, like, not the first one.
I read six. I read five, and then four, and I was very confused.
God,
and that's on me.
That's such exceptional lore. I forgot about that. That's just... That's so good.
I just remember being like... That's great. I need to go out. I just need to walk away.
Yeah.
God, that's so
funny. Fondly's a woman. Funny. Jade City is great. Read that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Kelsey. I don't know if my like actual tastes have changed too much, but I've definitely been exposed to things that I otherwise probably wouldn't have picked up. I will say that Addie single-handedly got me into Hermione fan fiction. So that's been super fun. Woo! But I never thought that I would like that. So that's been awesome. And I think even if like my tastes haven't changed, my reading, I don't say aesthetic has changed, but like what I'm reading or what I'm going toward has changed a little bit. And I think that's just a function of previously I was in grad school. And so I think I was reading, I don't want to say lighter stuff, but like stuff that you didn't have to like fun stuff that was like uplifting and exciting. And now I'm sort of in this place where I'm gravitating back to some like more, I don't know, thicker fantasy kind of stuff. At least that's the vibe that I'm in right now. But I think that ebbs and flows. And it's not like when I'm in one, I don't like the other. It's just sort of where my head's at the current moment. And I appreciate that this group has super diverse tastes because we get to read so much fun stuff. Thanks, team.
Yeah. Yeah. Go us. We're so great. People should listen to our podcast. We're so cool and fun.
Tiff, what about you?
Yeah, I think my taste... I definitely read more straight romances now than I used to. I only read... like fantasy romance and romance that had fantasy in it previously. So I've read more romance. I've even given Raylos a try when they're published and no longer actually Raylo. And I feel like that's personal growth. And I only hate it like 50% of the time. So that in and of itself, I feel like should be celebrated.
Tiff, I feel like your hatred of Raylo gets me to read more Raylo. And you're going to... like.
like, I really like this book. You're like, it's Raylo. And I'm like, wait, but I really liked it. And then I'll like read another one. I'm like, hey, I read another Raylo. I'm so sorry. And you're like, God damn it. And I'm like, hey, so I think I really like repubbed Raylo.
Yeah.
Like, enemies to lovers, but it's me and Tiff's Raylo picks.
Yeah, exactly.
Never. Honestly,
Stormtrooper
never.
Fanfic.
It's like Tiff's naughty list.
Listen, I don't mind Stormtrooper fanfic. I don't mind Mandalorian fanfic. I've sent you all a Mandalorian fanfic that I want you to read so many times.
Yes.
I just don't care for Raylo, and it's entirely due to character reasons that I went over extensively in the Star Wars Sluts episode.
And sound.
That's true. Yep. Thank you, that was Cross.
Mic drop.
You're welcome. To round out the thought here on recommendations, I think I've been very appreciative of, you know, being in the backdrop for a lot of the show so far, and just kind of getting to absorb a lot of sort of secondhand like recommendations and thoughts, and really kind of just appreciating the depth and breadth to which the genre has been minimized. Not that I was one that did in the past, because I fucking read books. But like, I really, really appreciate it from that perspective. So also, like, again, recommending books that have entered and that I've really enjoyed into my like top five reads last year, like Emily Henry and Funny Story.
Happy Place
was excellent. And even though I haven't finished American Queen, I did really enjoy the first half or so of Sierra Simone.
And what about Sarah J. Maas?
But I'll accept it. I enjoyed ACOTAR, the first novel, and ACOMAF. I started, but I didn't love the audiobook that much. So like, I feel like I have to get a physical copy. So I've like, I keep bouncing off of things because I'm like, I don't enjoy one, so I need to get the other. And then I get just it. Like, kept super stopped. Real. And it's not just,
may I
you guys
recommend doing both at once?
It's more widely.
Yeah, I get it.
Like a close friend of multiple podcasts, Thomas Boomhauer, has been like, read Malice Crossland. Ooh. And I've bounced off of that book so many times by John Gwynne. So. Whoops. But yeah. So want to finish with kind of a, at the very least from my perspective, I want to kind of wrap this up with an idea of sort of like favorite episode or favorite like quotable moment that you've had in the show, right? So like, what have you enjoyed the most as an episode? Maybe like your favorite kind of like highlight.
In the last 2 years. That's crazy.
I know. Go us.
Good job, team.
Look at us. Sticking to things.
Not me pulling up our show on my phone because I don't remember. Yeah, like,
I know. I still love our like, Hades.
Which episodes even came out?
I still love our Hades and Persephone episode. That's just one of my favorite things in the whole world.
Yeah. I loved listening to it. I wasn't on it, but I enjoyed it.
It was so fun. And then reading Touch of Darkness was really fun with everyone.
I think Dragon's Bride was also super fun because of the manly man hands and... also talking about the wedding ceremony. I feel like I don't know why, but that still has me giggling.
And did we mention he has two dicks? Did we mention that? Two beans. I don't know. I feel like there's so much to choose from, but I mean, I loved hearing Tiff like pop off about Star Wars, and then also like, I don't know, like there's so much fun about like watching your friends recommend a book and then like we all get to love on it together. So like Undermining of Heart and Mercy, like I really enjoy that episode overall because we just all talked about like the different way that we like visualize the story and like talking about how like Lindsay was like, it was in New York. And I was like, it was Western or whatever. Like that was just kind of a fun little like banter. And still love Waterfall Milk. Never forget.
Waterfall Milk.
Never
Waterfall
Milk.
Never forget us having diapers in our intro music for like a whole year.
Don't trigger Mary like that.
Our relationship is in diapers. I mean, it's not anymore. We're like a waddling toddler.
Well,
we're in our terrible twos, baby. We're in our terrible twos and we're potty training. Get with it.
We're pissing all over the carpet. But the intention is there.
We don't follow the rules.
We're a potty training puppy. No?
I love anytime anyone in the podcast just gets to go deep in whatever niche they have. Like someone already mentioned this, but like Tiff going off about Star Wars, Addie getting in the trenches with Hermione, or specifically Draco, Mary YA, Kelsey with the nastiest shit you've ever heard in your whole life. Like I love everyone gets to have their little moment to shine. And it makes me so happy every single time and that we get to learn from each other. I did love our Crescent City 3 episode, which somehow ended up being, I think, 2.5 hours. but I think we recorded for like 3.5. And I just love how much we can yap.
Yes.
Yeah. Every single episode is so fun.
Yappers.
Honestly, though, Lindsay, every time we record, I'm like, oh, yeah, like we'll talk about this for like an hour or like an hour or two. Or how are we going to talk about this? And then we go back to listen to the recordings and it's like 4.5 hours. I'm like,
yeah.
There's one thing that we don't ever have to like come up with things to talk about. It's actively holding us back from talking too much. That's the issue.
I know. We have to cut each other off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just five girls who read a fuck ton of books. What's up?
And their dad. Honestly,
okay, so their dad. So I feel like speaking of us all reading a lot of books, we have a lot in the future and a lot in the pipeline. We've got a lot of words on the pages, if you will. I think we should go popcorn style. Things we want to do in the future of the pod.
Okay, I'll go first because we start off this podcast every day being like, what are you reading right now? And I'm like, oh fuck, what am I reading right now? Or what have you been reading? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. And then I always have to come up with some not so clever comment like the back of a shampoo bottle, because like I don't fucking know what I'm reading. So I am gonna take better care to track the books that I read. Yeah. And I will get on Storygraph or just use the notes app on my phone. And this is me saying it in February, someone check in on me in a year, see how I'm doing. Actually, check out me before then, because if you only check on me in a year and I haven't started, that'd be a bummer. Thanks.
I love. Well, speaking of all the dirty shit that I like to read, I'm so proud that we are going to do an Omegaverse episode. It warms my little heart that has a gaping hole ready for a knot. But
ready for that one yet.
One of my goals is I want to get these bitches to read some reverse harems or wide shoes books. I feel like that's the next freaky shit that I want to get everyone on. So
dropping that in there. Just dropping it. Just planting seeds.
Drip, drip.
With my seed. With my copious amounts of fluid. Thank you.
I'm uncomfy.
I want to get y'all to read some sci-fi.
Yes.
I could do
can
that.
I second
that. Yeah, please. Hop
Will
on.
You hold my hand while I do it?
Why?
I'm scared
of what?
Addy, spaceship.
What? Dark academia. Dark academia. I know. I'm just kidding. Scarier than so much stuff.
Dark academia is way more fucked up than most sci-fi novels.
That's true.
I can do it.
We can start with Long Way to a Small Angry Planet because it's like the most golden retriever sci-fi you would ever.
Okay, deal. Your whole I'll life. Do that.
Truly
perfect.
I just don't think I can go to Dune yet or something like that because that's a little alarming for me.
No.
I'm just a baby.
No. I'm not talking about bullshit. I'm talking about classics.
Ew.
I'm just
not this house. Hey, not on this podcast.
What about you? Because you actually haven't gotten to recommend a book for our podcast.
Yeah.
Yet,
so I was just thinking about this the other day. I haven't gotten to recommend a book that we all read yet.
Yet.
So here's the thing is I kind of want y'all to read a cowboy romance. Like y'all,
baby.
A cowboy or a rodeo romance. They just have a special place in my heart. And I kind of unhinged started reading them one day because I was like, this is intriguing. And now I have burned through almost all of the KU library for cowboy romances because they're just so good. You think that they're going to be like, they're chaps and blah, blah, blah. But it's like fucking with just cowboy boots on or like just the cowboy hat.
Like, that sounds deep. I love
it's
that.
It's hot. It's so good. It's so good.
Sign me up.
Tiff, did we get yours yet?
I seconded Lindsay's that I
so powerful.
We need to read some sci-fi. We need to read some sci-fi. And I honestly, I want to get. I know that we dipped our toes in with Heart and Mercy. I want to get us to read something that like I would actually consider lightly scary. That is like just super surface, light, but a little bit deeper spook than
a little spooky.
Halloween.
A little spookier.
We got like 9 months. That's the time it takes to grow a whole ass baby. Get your shit together, baddies. You're growing a horror baby. Like,
I'm not gonna make y'all read the new Stephen Graham Jones that's coming out that I have a countdown for on my phone, but I want to get you to read something a little scarier.
Is this where babies come from?
Yes. It's me telling people to read things, and that's where babies come from.
I tell you what, I'll read it if it's you reading it to me, because I'd listen to anything that
absolutely.
You know.
I'll record an audiobook or something for sure.
The only other one that I want is I want an episode of Cross, Me, and Y'all Spouses.
Yeah.
Veto.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Why veto?
And we just ask them questions like, what do you think your spouse reads? What do you think your partner reads? Like, what does your partner do while they're reading? Like, what's the most unhinged thing that they've read to you out loud? Like, I just want to go full send. I also would like on World Sleep Day for Tiff to do an ASMR batty chatty. Like, I want World Sleep Day. Tiff just reads me stories and I just cuddle into my little corner and just listen.
Yeah. Instead of ASMR, could it just be that I read like, can I do like a reading rainbow kind of thing where I just like read a story? Because I would do that now.
You have such a soothing voice.
Thank you.
Fair.
I love it.
To round it out on this side of things of what I want to see in the future, I think it would be very silly fun to make you all read a silly boy book of some variety.
Is that where they jerk off in the shower? Or
realistically, oh my God. This is me like, oh my God. This is me like probably thirding the sci-fi recommendation, and it'll probably just be like
that's
a
50%.
Group think like, hey, we all agree on, hey, we'll do an episode on Red Rising or some bullshit like that. But it'll
I would do Red Rising.
Are we gonna Are we gonna invoke the ire of all the howlers?
No. People are allowed to have their opinions.
Our collective ass.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
I've done too much for that.
Nice ass. I don't want to hear
space for them to do that. But
what did you mean by that? I need to know.
Yeah,
that's just what the fans are called.
The howlers.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of the howlers,
you'll understand when you read the first book. But yeah, so something like that is kind of where I stand in terms of like dreams or wants. But in general, for me personally, even inside of the podcast, it's just getting to hear more recommendations and like get more off the cuff stuff, which introduces me to things that like I haven't heard of or would never
like Gallagher Girls
venture into
and reading it in the right order.
Yeah. Well, true.
Well, Crossland, maybe for your birthday next year, we'll do that. We'll read a boy book for you.
Next year?
It's not happening this year.
This is coming out.
Maybe in 2026.
Hang on. This is coming out the week of the 14th, which is the week of my birthday.
Yeah, so we're not doing it this year.
Yeah, next year.
I don't have time to read a book. Yeah, I'm not going to read. I said
we'll figure out when International Men's Day is. Just looking we'll read it for that.
It's November 19th every day.
Excellent.
National Boy Day is May 16th. International Boy Day, May 16th. Men's Day, November 19th.
Thank you, Lindsay. I'm so glad. I mean, you're coming for my Wikipedia mommy job, but I respect it. You're doing a really good job.
Well, I love it. All right. So if you've been listening to our podcast since the very beginning, thanks for hanging out with us. And also, if you have things you want to hear us talk about in the future, you should let us know. We're like on Instagram, or if you know me, you can just text me. If you don't know me, please don't text me. That'd be weird. Yeah, you should follow us on socials and tell us what you want to hear.
Yeah, and happy Galentine's Day to all
and
the
happy
baddies.
Galentine's Day. Yeah. We hope someone gets you flowers or chocolates or something.
I can buy myself a flower. Can we put this on here? No, is it just going to be me singing?
No. You only get 3 seconds.
And my name.
Okay, we're done.
Well, thanks, of course, to our podcast, Daddy Cross of Words and Whiskey, for helping us keep on track and sounding as pretty as we look. Also, check out all our links in the show notes. You can find our schedule, Patreon, previous episodes, and all the important socials, all in one convenient spot. Remember, hotties can read whatever they want. So chase your bliss, baby baddies. Happy Galentine's Day!
Happy Galentine's Day!
Yes! Yay! Thanks for listening!
Thank you.